Thank you and good morning. The authors of State Senate Bill 128, the End of Life Option Act, that would have allowed California adults facing terminal illness to end their own lives with the guidance of a doctor, was pulled from the Assembly Health Committee on Tuesday after fellow Democrats expressed their opposition. The authors of the bill, Senators Louise Wolk and Assemblymember Susan Eggman, said in a statement that the next step may be to take the issue directly to voters through a ballot initiative. The bill was already passed through the Senate and was being considered in committee before it could be brought to the floor of the Assembly. Supporters said the bill could be brought back in August after work is done to make those uncomfortable with the language more supportive. An autopsy was performed on the body of 33-year-old Oregon resident Russell Benich on Tuesday, and the results of that autopsy were inconclusive. A toxicology screen has been scheduled. An ambulance crew responded to the scene on Saturday in the Kimtoo area after a 911 call reported that Benich had become unresponsive while swimming in the Trinity River. He was pulled to shore by witnesses, and despite life-saving efforts at the scene and at Mad River Hospital, Benich was pronounced dead. Due to conflicting statements at the scene, an autopsy was ordered, and the cause of death remains undetermined. Foul play is not suspected of having played a role. The sheriff's office continues its investigation into a reported burglary and shooting incident over the weekend. Residents of a house in Hydesville on Highway 36 reported that one of the roommates was awakened by the sounds of someone in the residence and was then confronted by an adult white male with a thin build who had partially covered his face and who was armed with a handgun. The suspect demanded keys to a vehicle parked outside and was ignored, and then allegedly fired at least one round before leaving the house. The suspect was last seen getting into a white SUV. Anyone with information about the suspect or the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. There will be more than 85 school board seats for school districts across the county, as well as for the Board of Trustees at the College of the Redwoods, up for election this fall. And administrators with county schools want interested and qualified residents to take part. There will be vacancies on 31 school district boards, and County School Superintendent Gary Eagle said in a statement that our local school boards are seeking strong, committed members. Serving on a school board is a unique form of community service. Working collaboratively with administrators, faculty, and parents to create and sustain educational opportunities for children is one of the most rewarding positions a person can fulfill. Those interested in running can begin to file paperwork on Monday, July 13th, and the filing period closes in August. For more information, contact the county schools office or check online. The City of Fortuna will hold a special City Council meeting on Thursday at 8:30 in the morning at the River Lodge Conference Center. City Council members will be joined by city staff, including City Manager Regan Candelario, to discuss changes to the Fortuna Fire Protection District parcel tax, which was approved by voters in 1996. Also on the agenda will be an update for the design of a new police facility. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. First District Supervisor Rex Bone will make it official on Friday, but it's not a well-kept secret, or even a secret at all, that he will run for re-election as the First District Supervisor. Just over 4 years ago, Bone announced his candidacy at Redwood Fields and Cutton in front of a large gathering of supporters, and over the course of his time in office, he's come to enjoy what he's doing.
I love the job. I like the job. I like the interaction with the people. I don't appreciate it when we can't get something done for people that I think would be easy. It'll be 4 years and 3 days after I announced last time. And so it's kind of funny that we're doing this again. But I was going to come out early, let people know, because people have been asking quite a bit, are you going to run again? Are you going to run again?
Bone said that he's fortunate to represent the most beautiful district in the county and that he's keen to continue the work that he and the board have started and to work for the people of his district.
At the same issues we had 4 years ago, some are bigger, some have died down. I look forward to working on infrastructure issues next. And I mean, the governor's got it in his budget. I want to fight for some of that money for rural roads. You'd learn to understand the issues when people call and give you an issue. You know the issue, you know the road, you know the turn, you know the tree.
You can hear Bone further expound on why he wants to continue his work as a supervisor and more of the reasons why he decided to run for re-election on Talk Shop later this morning here on KINS News Radio. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.